The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of ericismybanker.com. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House of Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from ericismybanker.com.
Yeah. You are ericismybanker.com.
There you go.
I've been sending a lot of people to that website lately.
Well, I've had that website for how long now? 20 plus years.
I was going to say longer than you've known me. Because I've known you 16 years and you've always had it.
Yeah.
You know another.
It's just easy.
Okay, but you know a new website that's really easy too.
What's that?
TeamRebaClasses.com.
Ooh, who says you have no class?
I don't know, but I need to take that person out and definitely send them to this website so they can see how much class I've got.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Well, someone was commenting on my necklace earlier, so I thought I had a little bit of class until they mocked it.
It's pretty good. Yeah, well, no, it's the amber. It's amber. And
well, that's
when
also
when
just
I look
a color.
At that, I'm expecting to see a mosquito in there like from Jurassic Park. You know, because the amber and they found
that'd be a massive mosquito.
That's how
probably.
We ended up getting dinosaurs back, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's true. But
sure.
It's a beautiful necklace, though, by the way,
thank
even
you.
If there's no mosquito.
All
in
the
it.
Way from Thailand.
Oh,
yeah. It's from a while back.
That's
but
cool.
No. So TeamRebaClasses.com.
I like
which
it.
Is getting filled up with.
Classes.
More and more content coming on. So for our listeners who are out there, and by the way, we want to thank some of our listeners who were at a recent class
That's
of
right.
ours.
Yes.
That was totally fun to have one of our listeners bring a family member, their son, and come and get edumacated.
Absolutely.
And get cram-packed full of knowledge where knowledge
it.
Is good.
We love it, yeah. No, it's really great. And, you know, lots of nice reviews from that class as well. So
yes.
We always have fun with them.
And, yeah. And, great people.
Yep,
great people inside
sure.
that class with lots of really outstanding questions. That was when someone started asking you about yield curves.
Yeah.
I about fell out my chair.
I know.
I was cracking up. I was like, oh, he's going to start asking about your inverted yield curve.
I don't get
and it's
going
to get all
either,
sexy
you know?
Talk like we
you
do
see,
on the show.
You see my eyes light up. Ooh, somebody wants
I
to
know.
Talk about yield curves.
I know. Gotta love
Let's
it.
Geek out on that.
I didn't know if he was just trying to impress you or if his dad
or
told
mock
him about
me.
That.
It was
or,
one or the other. I wasn't
no,
sure.
No, you know what? I was massively impressed because as a young man, you know, coming
he's following it.
He is on it. So I got to give that guy some kudos. And it was really wonderful to even see the patriarch of the family who had recommended he come was, you know, this is a guy who's done a lot of real estate over time. And he was like, I even learned something.
Well, plus we ganged up on this youngster as well because.
What do you
know,
mean we?
I did. Well, me and.
Oh,
and,
you mean
and,
him and his
and
dad.
His dad, yeah. Because I'm like, he's like, I don't want to, I don't want to buy zero down. I want to put a bunch of money down. And
yes,
I'm like,
I heard that conversation.
Me, just do zero down, take the money you saved up, buy yourself a fourplex.
Yeah. Well, and also he can do the zero down because as you and I talk about all
He's
the time,
a veteran. Yeah,
VA loans are so spectacular.
It's really, really good.
Yeah. So if you have the opportunity to take advantage of that benefit,
absolutely.
You know, you certainly worked for it if you did serve.
Well,
so,
that
you
one,
know, thanks
that
for
one,
your service also for that one, John. We
absolutely.
Appreciate it.
That one cracked me up though because dad's jumping up and down. See, I told you, I told
oh,
you.
Oh yeah, I know. The look on his face was pretty priceless. But speaking of the classes, do you want to give people a schedule that we got going on right
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. So and this class
we've
is
got
the,
several.
Yeah. And this is the official first time homebuyer class. It's sponsored by the Washington State Housing Finance Commission. Reba and I volunteer for the commission and we've been doing this for years. Probably almost 15 years for you. It's I'm over 21 years, I think, teaching
I know.
These classes. And
yeah. Your and, volunteerism could have, graduated and got a
no
college
kidding.
Degree by now.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. But we have a lot of fun teaching these classes.
We
really,
do.
Really enjoy it. And this class will prepare you for buying your first home, even if it's not your first home, if it's been a while since you've sort of jumped into the market.
Yeah, if it's been 3 years or more.
Oh, boy, brace yourself because everything's different. Everything's changed.
Yes, it is.
The rules, the regulations, the guidelines.
Yep.
You know, we go over all of that. We talk about programs and options and really the whole process not only the financing process, but also the real estate process and things that you need to know to avoid doing something stupid.
Way to just put it out there blatantly. But it's true. We talk about the brutal honesty of, you know, what we have to do all the time. Because you can dive into things that sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, what just happened? And frankly, if you're working with good representation, okay, I'm going to take a minute and just, and I hope I don't sound like a commercial here, but I had a really interesting conversation with someone the other day. You remember Jonathan Frizzell, who was on our show, the cost segregation specialist?
Yeah, we're going to have him on again.
Yes, yeah, he's awesome. And he's also going to be at that investor forum that we're developing for April. So if you're interested in that, you can also reach out at info@teamreba.com. But Jonathan referred a childhood friend of his to me. And just last year, she did a buy and sell of a property. Mm-hmm. And she's unhappy.
Why?
And so she and I scheduled and we spent part of Sunday talking. And she kind of walked me through her experience. And when she got to a couple of points that had happened in her purchase, you know, and this is the thing I got to say, please work with experienced people. If you are interviewing agents, ask them about their experience and how much they've done in the time they've been in, meaning how many transactions, what kinds of transactions, you know, where do they get their knowledge base from? People seem to be afraid to ask these professionals, but if you were hiring an attorney, you'd want to know where they went to school. You'd want to know, are they best in class at what they do, right?
That's right.
And people forget to do that in my industry. They think it's just about being friendly. Mm-hmm. And it's not. You've got to be super smart. And you've got to be, you know, a student of your industry. So she starts describing. Now, you don't need to comment because I know you know the answer to this. But what I'm going to point out to our listeners was she starts to, you know, she said, and this was a year ago. So when the market was still hot, right? Because our market slowed down in about June and really slowed down in August, right? It's still moving quickly. And I need to remind people, we may have gone from 70% of homes selling in a week or less to, okay, maybe it's only 20% of homes. But we still have that fast pace, right?
For sure.
It's still there. There's still a lot of demand. In fact, I'm working with clients right now that, you know, we're in multiple offer situations on a lot of houses because that mid-market range of 350 to 750 is still very, very busy.
Yeah, it is.
Right? Yeah. Super busy. So I'm talking to this gal, and she's like, yeah, this was back when basically a house sold itself because she had a 110-year-old home selling in South Seattle, a bunch of people, you know, slobbering over it because they want to do the, you know, a flip or whatever they want to do. And then she buys a house in SeaTac. And this house had been purchased, flipped, and subdivided with the lot because it was a large lot, right?
Yeah.
So two new homes go on the back. This house used to be on septic. Guess what her agent didn't know was going to happen?
Oh, I do know the answer to this.
So listeners, if you don't know, if you switch from septic to sewer, there's a thing called the King County Sewer Capacity Charge that will be assigned to your property. Mm-hmm. Her agent knew nothing about it.
Ooh, that can be a big number.
It was a very big number. And suddenly in her transaction, they had it noted that she was going to pay the full lump sum of that at closing, which, by the way, so if you normally that's a 15-year payout over time and you can pay either monthly or quarterly depending on what sewer system you're part of. And if you pay in advance, you can save the cost of interest on it. And I did this on my last house and you can save several years. And so she paid basically 11 out of a 15-year cost. So it was $9,700.
Ouch.
That's no small amount of money.
No.
And her agent had no clue about what was going on with it. And even, you know, when she tried to follow up every once in a while, she'd send her something. She's like, that's a blank page. Like, did you scan that wrong? Like, what happened? So she had to do her own homework, find out what it was. Because as soon as she started mentioning, I said, hold on a second. Let me look at this. And I'm like, okay, this was on septic. Was that the sewer capacity charge? And I was saying all this before she'd even gotten there.
Yeah.
And I start walking her through it. And she goes, yeah, yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, that was exactly it. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And then I did this. And I'm like, and I'm so sorry that you went through that.
Right.
Because shame on your agent. And the thing was, she had a brand new agent. You know, you can tell by someone's lag number how long they've been in the business most of the time.
Right.
And
right.
this woman had a 6-digit MLS lag number. And it was just like, yeah, that tells me you've been in the business 2 years or less.
Right. And didn't and just was most likely blindsided. Well, there's
yeah,
not
she
a,
had
there's,
no idea.
There's potentially even other charges with septic. There's a mm-hmm. capacity charge. There can also be a developer.
Oh, yeah.
Charge.
The developer had that as part of the subdivision of the lot.
Right.
Yeah.
So if a developer comes into a street and puts sewer in to maybe build some other homes, mm-hmm. you have to pay that developer back. And I know,
ouch.
Like, I have a property, and that developer fee is over $60,000.
Yeah.
It's a big number.
It is a big number.
So you got to really, really pay attention to those sort of things when you're coming into that. But
yep.
we're going to teach you all that.
Yep.
At our classes.
Yes.
So next class coming up, we have one on March 23rd. That's a Saturday down in Tacoma.
Yes, we're going to have that at a Home Street location. Mm-hmm. So if people are interested, we can get them all the details.
Yep. We have March 28th, and that one is going to be in Renton.
Yep.
At the Renton Chamber of Commerce. And that, what is that? Is that a Saturday?
No, that's a Thursday
that's
night.
That's a Thursday yep. night. Oh, yeah, that's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
4 to 9 p.m. There may be adult beverages at that one. We'll just kind of see how that one.
I don't think it's just a maybe.
Maybe not. That's not a maybe. we have another one going on April 17th. That's a Wednesday from 4 to 9 p.m. And there's definitely going to be some adult beverages at that one, too.
Yeah, because we're going to do it at a location that provides those.
In Burien. Well, let's just call it.
Burien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be
well,
fun.
See, when we do the one down at the Chamber, we ain't just renting. We're buying.
That's right.
That's my
oh,
favorite
boy.
Phrase. Our guest is rolling his eyes because he's also from he's here representing
he's
a business from Renton. So hey, say hi, Bill Holes from the Renton Civic Theater.
Yep. Hi, Reba.
Beautiful town of Renton, where the T is silent. That's right.
But the beer is flowing.
That's right.
No, we're just going down a rabbit hole here. We need to slow down. No, I'm super excited about our guest though because. There's a lot of fun stuff going on down there, and not just because the beer is flowing.
That's right. No, it's a happening place, and in a very good way.
There's a lot of really great stuff going on down there. Seriously, if people haven't been down there lately, they need to go check it out. There's lots of new businesses, awesome new storefronts. I was actually just at a grand opening of a couple new businesses down there, Sparkle Gifts, and then also Boon Boona Coffee, which is a East African coffee house. Totally different than what you're used to at Starbucks. It's totally worth trying out.
Well, stay tuned. We got more Open House at Team Reba. We're going to be talking interest rates and what's going on with the economy when we come back. More Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.